You are listening to 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Some students, alumni, and faculty of Harvard Law School want the university to replace the shield that has been the law school's symbol for almost 80 years. That's because of the shield's association with a slaveholding family that donated land to Harvard. The law school dean has accepted the recommendation to replace the shield and today sent that recommendation to Harvard trustees. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Dean Martha Minow assigned a committee to study changing the shield after the portraits of black faculty were defaced last fall. This morning, she sent the committee's recommendations to the Harvard Corporation. The committee recognizes that the law school today is very different from what it was in 1937. That's when the shield was adopted. It honors Medford slaveholder Isaac Royal, who donated land to Harvard that was later sold to pay for the first law lectures at the university. Professor Bruce Mann led the committee.
It's important to note that in doing this, we were not judging Isaac Royal, a man of the 18th century, by standards of the 21st century. Instead, we were asking whether an institution in the 21st century should be represented by a man of the 18th century whose only legacy was his money.
But not everyone agrees with the proposal that the shield, which contains three sheaths of wheat, be dropped. Professor Annette Gordon-Reed offered a minority proposal to keep the shield.
This is an opportunity, I thought, using the sheaths to meld together the history of the school's origin in slavery, the land that was sold to establish the professorship that goes on later on to become the Harvard Law School, to our commitment to justice and public service in modern times. So I just thought it was a way to keep alive the memory of enslaved people.
Students who have been demanding that the law school drop the shield welcome Dean Minow's recommendation. Faye Mason is a third-year law student from Acworth, Georgia.
I think it's definitely exciting that they've agreed to change the shield. I think it says a lot about just sort of the change in discourse at school since the Royal Must Fall campaign has started and since many students have talked a little more seriously about what it means to be at Harvard Law School and what our law school education actually means.
But, Mason says, the students' work continues.
We never thought that the shield was going to be the end-all to activism on campus or talking about what the school needs to do differently. It was really just sort of a visible symbol of what was going on. So I think we will continue to talk about our curriculum, to talk about how we learn, how we teach, how we interact with each other, and I guess what it really means to be a law student.
Among the students' many other demands are establishment of a critical race theory program, support for students interested in challenging elite institutions, and exploring the connections between the law and racial power. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.